Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
Yo, what up, people? This is your favorite boy, Pablo Castro, PR, and this is the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. And this is a music commentary podcast where I feature entertaining music and I chat with high-profile guests. Make sure you stay tuned to the end and enjoy. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, and follow this podcast. Thank you.
World, you come and you go. Story of my life. I've been on my ones on grinding, not getting by, but it's all timing. I don't mind it, it's alright. However you cope, when you live in a place so cold, hearts get froze, I don't trust a soul. Cause in this world, you come and you go. Story of my life. I've been on my ones on grinding, not getting by, but it's all timing. I don't mind it, it's alright. However you cope, when you live in a place so cold, hearts get froze, I don't trust a soul. It started from young and the kid ain't grown. But the problems have.
Hi everyone, this is Sonia and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
Hi everyone, my name is Janet and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast.
Hi everyone, this is King Precious of Let's Shift with Precious Podcast and you're now listening to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. Don't touch that dial.
Hello everyone, this is Gideon Wani, aka Pablo Castro PR. I want you to support my podcast from at least $1 monthly to unlock rewards I'm offering. You get a shout out on my show. You get merchandise from me and more. Hit the link on my bio on Instagram, search at Pablo Castrogram or search at the Madhouse ENT _ or search the Madhouse Entertainment on Google. Go ahead, support us. We love you. Thank you very much.
However you cope, when you live in a place so cold, hearts get froze, I don't trust a soul. Cause in this world, you come and you go. I got my own, but I got me first. Shout out the ones that have done me dirt. All the pain in the verse, but brother been hurt so much it don't hurt. I've been gold cause he put in the work. They come and they go, but he wouldn't dare. From young he been there and never been scared. He'd kill a man before they touched my hair. But most of them came and gone. I think that's why I'm always moving. I never stay, I switched up the plot. Hardly even lay my head in my spot. I'm an outside baby, but I might not have got. I would never swap, I've been through a lot.
Yo, 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 people, what's up? This is your favorite boy, Pablo Castro PR. You're now tuned in to another episode of Chat with Pablo Castro. If you did not listen to previous episodes after this one, please, please go ahead to stream them. It is available for you on this podcast. Just go ahead and check our playlist and enjoy. So guys, our topic for today is what makes a relationship toxic. And my guest on this episode is Mike Adeyemi. Mike Adeyemi is a tech god, an entrepreneur, a full stack developer, a free bird, and is the CEO of Tesa NG. Go follow him on Instagram and Twitter after he calls out his social media handles for you guys when I connect with him on a call. So guys, if you are new to this podcast, please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. I have amazing and interesting music for you guys at intervals, so please make sure you stay tuned till the end. I love you guys, man. Keep streaming. Keep supporting the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast. I love you. God bless you. Stay tuned. Top, top boy.
Ololade Miyashake.
Tune into the queue of Salt and Blues.
I'm a logo, puni sofo. Gbogbo isoro re o ta ni oko. Enwe o ni gbe o ni mofo. Omo yi ko opolo lo fin gbe ko. Say you no like designer. Abi you no like to gapa. Ibigi laga ti gaga, you guys to show better.
Here we go.
Palazzo, jigi, boya, polizzi. Sleeping, no man, no learning. Bow painting, yak, yak, for yami. My G, you shamo, yami. Put you get my time, baby, me, shami. Come on, I'm a lion, yak, yak.
One, two, three, come on.
I don't feel like you, I don't feel like you, I'm not my type. If no be God, if no be God, I for don't die. I don't like a blow, I don't like a papa, I don't like a butter. She's like a boomba, she's like the one we know, Ghana Bondo. Two girls on my middle, each one I do lucky. And I say, bad boy, I'm single. 20
girls, I do love. It will soon be on the match. Fat, fat, the fat, 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 the fat, the fat, 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 the
Yeah, guys, you're still tuned in to the Madhouse Entertainment Podcast, and this is Chats with Pablo Castro, a new episode, and I'm on a call with Ama. After my guy now, how you doing now?
Man, I'm good, bro. Been a while. How
bless
have you
up,
been?
Bless up. It's good to have you on this podcast, man. Please go on to introduce yourself and tell them what you do and call out the social media handles for them.
Okay, first of all, I'm African.
Bless.
Nigeria.
Bless.
I'm Yoruba. Complete package. My Twitter handle is Mike Adeyemi, and my Instagram handle is m.adeyemi_.
Big love. Yeah, what do you do? Tell them what you do. Promote yourself if possible, man. Let's go.
Man, I'm a businessman, basically, for starters. Then full stack engineer, software developer. Also a farmer, because food is very necessary when you do all these things, man.
No, be lying.
So apart from that, I'm also into construction. You know, as Dangote did, you know, everything girls put up.
No, man, not the only one who lead to market for this life, you know.
At all.
So thank you for joining us on Chat with Pablo Castro. This episode is about to be lit. We're talking about the topic, what makes a relationship toxic. But before we go to that topic now, I have this or that question for you. I do with my guest every time, and I know you're ready for me, right?
No problem, man.
Oh, yeah, now, this or that, Wizkid or Davido?
I didn't get that.
Wizkid or Davido?
Both of them.
All right, Messi or Ronaldo?
Messi any day, bro. I'm a full Barcelona fan.
Man, boobs or ass? Oh my god.
Ass, man.
Oh, we got that deal, bro. Lord, the boobs, man. Oh, Lord, Lord. Thanks. So, guys, I'm hanging out with Ama, also known as Mike Adeyemi on Twitter. Great guy, cool guy, tech guy, and we're about to talk about a topic right now, and it's a very serious topic because we find relationships being so toxic these days, and you'll be wondering that how does domestic violence like erupt later? It starts from toxic relationship. Oh my god, I'll be able to feel.
Yeah, true though.
Yeah.
You know, so many people actually project their fears on people. So, and it's a chain reaction where it goes from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't, the actions you actually carry out will definitely bring out reactions. True. And if you're strong mentally enough to actually handle your actions and reactions, it will either break the cycle or it will continue the cycle. Because I heard you say something about domestic violence, which is really, really...
It's far gone.
It's coming up too often than not these days.
I swear. So for those of you who don't know what toxic relationship is, so you cannot tell me you don't know. But now let me tell you, a toxic relationship is one that makes you feel unsupported, misunderstood, demeaned, or attacked. So, my guy, what makes a relationship toxic from your own angle?
There are so many things, man. So many things. But for starters, what is toxic? Anything that is too much.
Yeah.
For starters. Because normally, if everything is working out well, you shouldn't feel some type of way. You should actually enjoy it instead of enduring it.
Yeah.
You get. So when something becomes too much, whether it's too much fear or lack of respect, whether it's deceit, lies or anything, because everyone will react differently to different things.
Yeah.
You get. So for a toxic relationship, for instance, which we're talking about,
yeah,
I think it stems down to the fact that people are really not honest with themselves, for starters.
Yeah.
Your strengths and your weaknesses. If you don't respect yourself, you cannot respect the next person.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Yeah. Don't tell yourself the truth, no matter how other people perceive it. Then you have that tendency of wanting to lie to someone. And once you start having those fears inside, you want to project it by actually controlling. Because I think one of the major toxic causes is control.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example, for instance. Now, you have a girlfriend, beautiful young lady, maybe working class, or whether she's not working or anything, or she's into business. And then you know fully well that you're unsure. You're unsure about her decision making, or if she goes out. You know, she can come like, babe, I'm going out. What's up? And you go like, no, don't go out. Stay at home. And you don't have a concrete reason why she shouldn't go out.
Yeah.
She has fine if you want to hang out with my friends, even if they are guy friends. But yeah, if you trust her knowing fully well that, even if 20,000 guys come and do stuff, you know what you get. You're not going to really stress yourself.
No, ma.
You girls, they chilled. First of all, you give them the ass, say, babe, person like me, that's not as I can be. They ask you, let's say, how many guys to study today? And you say, like, 20 guys, man. Uh-huh. I feel they give you 1 key for each guy with toast you and you didn't dance. You get it. Once you know fully well that you guys are friends and the way you guys vibe, you have misunderstanding too. That one is basic.
Normal.
Because you have misunderstandings from time to time, but the real causes of toxic relationship goes down from respect, deceit, manipulation, bullying, feeling insecure.
Yeah.
Lack of self-worth, you know.
Yeah, jealousy self, DJ. Jealousy.
Jealousy is there too as well. You get, because you know the society has protected men to always remain firm, strong.
Yeah.
In everything they do. So and sometimes me and you know. It's not every time that you always get your act right.
Yeah, facts, man. Facts.
Maybe it's finance, maybe it's anything, maybe even decision making.
Yeah.
But seeing society, you don't, because even you come out, if your partner perceives you as weak,
yeah,
in the sense that you're coming out to express that, oh, yo, I got a deal wrong, and if I messed up, I lost so much money,
yeah,
you might actually start acting some type of way because you want to keep it in, and you don't even know when the slightest thing gets you triggered.
True.
Yeah, so communication is really key, and then the way you vibe, but also past experiences, people have actually been hurt in the past. It's not really easy for anyone to just come out and say, let's talk about this. No, you have to be safe with the person before you start unlocking so many things. You get so unmet needs, reactive emotions, on even health.
True.
You get even health. Because now let me give an example.
All right.
Coming from the health perspective. Let's say a girl has had STDs before.
Yeah.
You get. And she's unsure. Let's say people have had a fight in a new relationship, people have had a fight, and she told you something about something really very, very small. And you use that against her. Do you think she'll come out telling you the next? No. You'd made her very, very unsafe. Likewise for the guy as well. The guy comes to tell you about his finances and he didn't do well and used it against him when you guys had a fight. Trust me, the guy. Nobody, if you don't feel safe, right? You're just cooking a cocktail of toxicity, which over a long term always have an impact, whether positive or negative, most times negative on the relationship.
I'll be like, thanks, man. Thanks. Man, Mike just covered a lot for us, guys. And I know you guys are listening and you are, you know, enjoying this. Please join the conversation on social media. What makes a relationship toxic? Use the hashtag chat with Pablo Castro or hashtag TMAE podcast. Now, I want to talk about the coping mechanisms that people can, you know, use when they are facing toxicity in a relationship. Yeah. There are so many coping mechanisms, you know. I advise people to talk to each other, you know. Make them relate, make them rub mind together and know what the problem is, you know. See the problem and then find a solution to it, you know. Toxic relationships are not something to write home about at all. And a lot of things can cause it. Most of the things that Mike already said, you know, are these big reasons why people are in toxic relationship. And some people find it hard to get out. I don't know why. So I feel people can always just, you know, cope, yeah. There's a coping mechanism. You guys can, you know, tolerate each other and just discuss the matter and plan it. Then limit the time you spend with people who bring frustration. You know, in case there's something like affecting the person normally outside the relationship, that the person is now bringing it on the relationship, the person should limit the time they spend on those kind of things that give them frustration or unhappiness. You feel me, my guy? As a coping mechanism.
Yeah, true. You're right. You like just that. Said everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. First of all, if we start from a macro perspective, okay, and starting from Nigeria itself is a blessed country. I will never use any negative
word. Let me lie. We keep praying for Nigeria.
It's a very interesting environment where things are tough, more especially people who live in Lagos, for instance.
I swear.
Imagine, let's paint a picture of a typical relationship in Lagos. let's say your girlfriend is living in Niger, you are living and you're walking distance. So you wake up very early in the morning, every day, busting your ass, going to traffic, coming back really tired. The least of all things you want is what?
Peace of mind.
Yeah. So if, and it goes a long way, because you guys have to be very, very supportive of each other.
100.
Very supportive. If you're not supportive, irrespective of how tough it is, it's going to go a long way. And then, like you said, people are not really communicating. People are just talking, but people are not communicating
at all.
You get, because if joining small groups, like, oh, you have, like, I don't know how people make their own friends where you guys can talk about everything. And the first thing you should do is, whoever you're going to date, try as much as possible to put the markers down.
Yeah.
Where you get to talk about everything, no matter how tough. Yeah. And as easy as it's said, and difficult to enact, you actually just have to try and put it there. Because if you don't start the culture, it's from action that becomes habit.
Mm-hmm.
And from habit it becomes culture. True. So by the time you start taking up the action by a period, you guys get used to it. Oh, see, man, this is what this is. How can I actually deal with this? Because if you don't, you guys will start withdrawing.
True.
You guys will start withdrawing from each other. The country itself is tense. Everybody's just at ignition mode. But to come back home, and the least place you need peace is maybe you actually trying to frustrate the next person. I think also people should also have a catalog of sense of humor, because it actually drops down tension.
Yeah, okay.
It drops down tension, because if you have a good sense of humor, at least you cannot know when to be intelligent enough to drop, put water on the fire that is about to erupt.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if not, no two wrongs will ever make it right. Any day, because you definitely need to fight.
Yes. And of course, you have to realize that some people are, you know, simply unwilling to change you.
Yeah, true. True. Really, really true. You're not lying about that. But we can only hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
True. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Thank you very much. So, guys, you've been hanging out with me, Pablo Castro, PR, and Mike Adeyemi, also known as Ama. Go follow him on Twitter. He's a cool guy. He's a tech guy. The guy gets sense. Nobody lies. I'll be gone. Hold on. So, guys, we're about
to... Sure? I did try small. We try almost every day to improve ourselves.
Don't be lying.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate the opportunity any day, anytime.
Bless up. I hope you guys are learning and you're receiving information from this, man. So, we're about to entertain you guys with music, take you on the music break, and when we get back, we have more to talk about and some fun questions for my guy. That part is for those who are members. So, if you're not a member, make sure you check the link in our show notes to become a member right now before it gets to that part. So, Ama, we have to go on the music break. We'll be right back.
No problem,
guy.
Bro.
Don't touch no that problem. Out. Nice one. Bless up, man.
Now everybody go to our breakfast. Shayo. You go bow for the Zonto. Nothing to discuss, oh, cause I did win by default and without any doubt, oh. I'm a me happy adult, oh. I no go feed the girl, oh. I'm a mind that's you the talk, oh. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulate my love, oh. I know holy and I know that kept, oh. Like the Baba Frayo, my ayo.
Our podcast episodes are streamed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and others. If you have to listen to the complete show and enjoy the full entertainment, you have to subscribe and become a member of the podcast. You can either support or donate to this podcast. Check the link in our show notes for more, or follow at Pablo Castrogram on Instagram and click the link on his bio, or follow at the Madhouse ENT _ for more. Thank you very much for listening. Stream more episodes. And if you can subscribe, please subscribe from at least $1 monthly, which is 500 Nigerian Naira. Very affordable, to unlock exclusive contents and more rewards. God bless you. Till next time, I appreciate you. One love.